Patreons.
They're patrons.
Patreons.
The website's called Patreon.
Yeah, and what are they?
Patrons.
Patron saint of hopelessness.
That's you.
Lemonade, lifestyle, automotive, goonery. What's on then, everybody?
Not a lot.
Good.
Finally got going, haven't we?
Yes, yes. We're not going to talk about this the whole fucking time, are we?
I think we should.
No, I don't think we should. I think we should introduce our special guest to our yes. Patreons.
Special being the operative word.
There you go.
Hey, you guys.
There
you
go. See?
He's a Hmong.
Oh, rude.
Into the mic.
Into
I'm
the
not
microphone.
Doing this for the next 2 hours because it's stressing me out of him.
You just need to be like there. About there. Right. Get your face in the fucking thing.
Yeah, you got a muff dive.
I'm going to be
into the mic.
Chomping like you for a large portion of it.
Look, listen, if you listen to any episode, you know that's all we do.
That's fair.
Yeah, just chomp. Yeah.
Anyway.
Mic etiquette.
Whoever he is.
Go fuck yourself.
So I'll do it then.
Whoa, hello, John.
This is Tom.
Why are you so fucking loud?
not just, we'll introduce our guest. Into the mic, please. Into the mic, please. Blah, blah, blah,
yes,
blah, blah.
This is our old friend, Tom, who we've all known for many, many years.
Old enough.
How old are you? Who's the oldest now? You're the oldest
still
now,
me.
Aren't you?
Still
oh,
you?
I'm still younger than Burge.
Yep, still me.
Yeah, I'm 34.
Oh, he's only a year younger than me, though.
Fucking assholes.
Still young.
The face
still
is
all your hair, though,
isn't
doesn't it?
Yeah, there is
Why
that.
Why are you so like much louder than everyone?
Oh, well, you're the one who fucking sets the...
You mic checked it.
Yeah.
Oh, for the pair of you.
Professional.
That's what happens when you lend stuff out.
Right. I'm not doing this for half an hour either.
I'm just going to be really awkward and just change
the level. Yeah, just don't be a prick.
I talk out of time.
It is. I talk out of time. Like Terry Wogan. And here we are on the radio today. So, what are you doing? Volume up, volume down on the van? I don't know what's going on. Well, I nearly died in a car crash. Let's just fucking smash straight onto it.
Okay. What, recently or?
Yeah, last week.
Oh, cool. So you haven't learned from your experiences then?
No. Basically.
Cock.
Now,
What happened was?
Now, I am going to throw... Even though there is a pay wall... I'm still going to throw in an allegedly...
It's like a Wonder Wall.
Yeah, this...
There you go, that's Wonder Wall.
Encore.
Yeah, that was rubbish. I shouldn't play the guitar. Yeah, I'm going to throw an allegedly in. And this didn't happen. I've made this story up for... I'm going to... Comedy reasons is not quite the route I'd go down.
Shocking reasons.
Shocking reasons.
Shock horror.
Shock and a horror. So I was basically doing...
just lost a wine gum.
He's dropped it.
Fine. Just carry on with the story.
One Tommy spoke over me.
I know.
He lost a wine gum that they can't see. Anyway, so I was doing...
they had the cameras, they could see it.
Exactly, that's the content
we'll
they'd
be paying
for. We'll get a
camera under the table so we can see when you drop a wine gum.
No, because you'll get his cock out.
They'll see us playing footsie together. Bulge will get upset and left out. Anyway,
reach from thanks there. For pointing that at me.
It's better than into the mic.
Listen,
if I cough at you, I offend one person. If I cough into the mic during the Patreon, I offend four people.
Everyone's going to hear you breathing anyway. So,
yeah, sorry, Shuffles,
it makes Kim, absolutely Lewis. No difference whether you cough into the microphone or not.
Anyway, can I tell the story or no?
Just get on with it.
I was doing roughly, give or take, 90 miles an hour in a 30 zone.
That sounds responsible.
Yes, I'm not known for my...
Aren't you a company director these days?
Yes,
had
an employee in the passenger seat as well, showing off somewhat.
Oh dear.
How fast my car
dear.
Was. Come around a sort
Some
of...
Some things don't change, do they, Tom?
Long...
No.
If I was a rally co-driver...
Sorry.
If I was a rally co-driver, I'd explain it as a...
Dear God!
Dear God. Oh, yeah, that... My passenger dear God-ed a lot afterwards. But anyway... I would describe it as a long, sweeping right.
Where was this?
Germany.
Allegedly
at Aberdeen Bridgewater. So you know where Morrison's is?
Yes.
Oh, you mean what's the German for Bridgewater?
Oh, Bilgenstein.
Bilgenstein, that's it.
I was in Bilgenstein.
At that Orison's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do they say it over there? Because you're better with a German accent than me.
Aldi.
That was good. That was really good.
Yeah, very good.
So I was going past the Audi Morrisons in Germany, in Bilgenstein.
Aldisons.
So do you know where I mean?
Yeah.
So that's when
the
you left.
The big building, yeah? Yeah.
The supermarket,
oh,
not the...
Oh, right, in town, yeah.
In town, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
In the township square.
Yes. In the next parish, whatever it was you called it.
Township.
It was township, was it?
It was township.
Okay. Anyway, so past the supermarket Morrisons.
Yeah.
There's a long sweeping right.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. It's in Germany, but yeah.
Yeah, you've never been. You know.
I've never been to Germany.
But at the end of said sort of long sweeping right, there is a junction. But it's not roads can the cars can pull out of it basically, and because it's a dual carriageway kind of thing.
Yeah.
This guy allegedly maybe didn't pull out and just stop in the middle of the road. I think he saw me, panicked, and stopped dead. So I had two lanes completely covered by this Volvo, to which obviously I fucking anchored on. Proper. And I had a choice of going left or right.
Or through it.
Oh, yeah. Well, straight on. I bounced off it and hurt myself severely.
Yeah.
And I chose left, which is lucky because there's absolutely no way I would have squeezed through the gap to the right. All that would have happened was I would have bounced off the curb, ripped the front wheels off the car completely, lost all brakes, and then basically smashed into one of the venues that I supplied door staff for that night.
That would look good, wouldn't it?
That would have been embarrassing, somewhat. Luckily, I went left. Problem was, I was sort of then pointing at the junction and a big metal railing that they put around to protect pedestrians.
That isn't any protecting.
So if I'd hit them, I definitely would have, you ain't going to make that jump, boy, and corkscrewed and just rolled over and died. Now, I don't wish to big up any of my driving skill, but...
Traction control kicked in.
BMW's finest 15-year-old traction control saved his ass.
Might as well not be there,
yeah.
Really. But you know sometimes, and I say this in a room, we all like to take the piss, but I say this in a room of guys that, you know, like to drive quickly, can drive quickly... And Tom.
hey, I'm old enough now to just chill.
Yeah, we know. And you still went to a fucking burnout. Anyway, so you know sometimes stuff happens and it happens in almost slow motion and you feel very in control. Like you're at one with the car. And other times you're just a big flailing mess. Very fucking fortunately for me, this was one of the times it happened in slow motion. And I was very much in control of the car. Now, I'm not bullshitting when I say this because it isn't worth it in a room with people that I claim to be friends. I could feel that as I darted to the left and was facing the railing that was going, you ain't going to make that jump, boy, me onto my roof, I could feel that the front brakes were locked. So as I sort of was about to, I came off the brakes, steered right, as though I'm going to fucking belt this curb now, that's just how this is going to end. I don't know how I missed the curb. You know when sort of like your car seemed to bend physics?
Yeah.
And you seem to think, how can I get that close? Because... You know when you're on a bus, you think, well, we're taking up both lanes here because this is what it feels like. Oh, no, we're not. It was like that. I don't know how the fuck I missed the curb. And then just basically sort of squirmed my way back into sort of a straight line.
With your arse all tearing a chunk out of the fucking seat.
It was...
pushed his intestines back up his arse.
Yeah. I mean,
they shat them out.
They'd fallen out before the crash because of previous endeavours.
Was this whilst you had a passenger in the car?
Yes. Uh-huh. A member of my staff.
And
what was the purpose?
Did they also shit themselves?
Oh, fuck me, yeah.
Yeah, it's fair.
What was the purpose? Just purely showing off being a dickhead?
Is there any other purpose?
Well,
there may have been a watch this before we started.
Yeah.
No, I sort of... It's a quick car, as John can claim. Your car's quick. They're very well matched. And off the lights, I just pinned it off the lights, and I think I got to about fourth gear and was... kept her pinned around this tight, you know, long sweeping left, right, and yeah, nearly died.
And what sort of hour of the day was this?
Wait.
Half past three in the afternoon.
No, it was like...
school kick out.
Yeah. It was...
Yeah.
No, I just hadn't even stopped.
That's why he's in a rush. He's trying to get to the school.
Up outside. Yeah, loved it.
That's what he's trying to get to the school. That's why he's in a rush.
The sweets that don't get eaten today, everyone thinks I eat them, but no.
Nice bit of Starbo Harry, mate.
Yeah, bit of super mix. They like that. Payball. Yeah, it was like 9, 10 o'clock at night. But that would have been... Had I hit the car, I realised as well afterwards that had I hit the car, it would have been driver's side on. I would have most definitely killed him.
Oh, yeah.
Volvo or not.
Yeah,
I'd have killed him.
You hit anything at 90 mile an hour, you're dead.
Mm.
Yeah,
but honestly, the sort of swerving to get around him was so tight and violent, I was convinced I'd ripped at least 2 tyres off the wheel.
Yeah.
I hadn't, but that's how violent it was. Yeah. See,
I told you all along, those fucking land sales, mate, a good tyre.
Come on. We joke. If I didn't have Goodyear Eagle F1s on that motherfucker, I probably would be dead.
Yeah, quite likely.
Yeah, in all seriousness, probably. That was a very, very... I'm not proud of it. I'm actually genuinely ashamed of it, which is why I've decided to tell it.
You might have also realised that you've got shit tyres on the car and slowed down a little.
No, that's never stopped him before.
That's fair.
No.
That's never... when he had tyres... well, I said last week, didn't I? The week before. Fucking steel hanging out the tyres. That's 240 mile an hour up the M5. Yes.
Yeah. Yes, fair.
What was that?
Oh. Don't worry.
My guts just went... and just as it got to the tail end of the... I thought, oh, I could have avoided that. And John, this isn't going to work for you people listening at home. But John, if we had cameras, it'd work.
If we had a camera, we could.
But John just went... John literally just went... and I was like...
I love you. Wait, I love the way you mention a camera and then go, oh, John just went and pull a face.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is why we need cameras.
For nobody to be able to hear.
I know, this is why we need cameras.
Unless, of course, you're screenshotting
audio yeah. while like Bulge does.
That's how that works, all right?
Anyway.
Witchcraft.
Let's get on to our topic, which is how old Bulge is and John and me and Tom.
Yeah, we came to the conclusion the other night, we're all quite old now.
I mean, I'll be
stuff
honest.
Stuff that we think's current still is 15 years out of date.
Yeah.
Well, what started it was a sort of car-related meme.
Is it the one I sent you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it said, when I picture a 15-year-old car, and it was an E36 coupe. BMW.
Yeah.
Coupe. DeVille. F my tapes from CSS myself.
Fuck's sake.
And what an actual 15-year-old car is...
Your car.
My car, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's you think, oh, fuck, yeah. Because, like, everyone does the thing. Quick fire, how long was 20 years ago? 1980. Nope, that was 40 years ago now.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, shit. Oh.
Yeah.
As a child of the 80s, that's upsetting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
When you realise that if you're a child from the 80s, you've lived through 5 decades.
Fucking
80s,
hell.
80s, 90s, noughties, 10s, 20s.
Fuck. 20s.
20s.
Fucking
fuck.
Hell. That's,
never thought of it, you bastard.
Yeah, well,
never thought of it like
mate.
That. Yeah.
As the youngest in the room, I've only lived through 4 decades. I am a 90s baby, as the song goes.
What song?
What song?
I don't know.
I've never heard that song.
None of us get that reference.
You're too old.
You just made that up, didn't
you? I work in a nightclub. No, I'll play it for you if you want.
No.
Please
don't.
Oh,
is it the one?
Please don't.
Oh, no.
I think it's a knockoff.
I thought it was acceptable in the 80s.
No, that was Calvin Harris, and that song's very old. We're showing our age again.
Yeah, that is old.
We are
90s.
We are, yeah. Probably shouldn't Google 90s, baby, should I?
No, that's legal now.
John knows.
It would be.
True.
Yeah. It's a hash.
Oh, I wonder why I'd never heard this bullshit TikTok remix.
Nonstop. It's a nonstop remix.
It does actually say, are you a 90s baby? Brackets, TikTok.
Well, brackets, not
brackets.
Brackets.
Do you actually have TikTok?
No.
Yes.
He's all over TikTok,
are you
mate.
Very subtly going, no, I don't have TikTok, but most definitely do have TikTok.
Of course he does.
I got TikTok. Fuck it. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't do it.
Hey,
listen.
Hibbity.
There's two. There's three types of people in the world. Okay. There's people that don't have TikTok. Yeah. Otherwise, I'm TikTok users. Right, there's people in the world that don't have TikTok.
Yeah, everyone else in the room.
But do you watch Instagram Reels?
Occasionally.
They're all TikToks, bud. So you're just kidding yourself, okay? Next people.
Yeah, but you're not giving your data directly
oh,
to the Chinese Communist Party.
Data
I'm
bullshit again!
Yeah.
And,
see?
Yes, yeah. And me.
Three to one,
so it's all of us that are not giving everything we have to China for no apparent reason.
You're even paying for YouTube twice.
I'm not doing this again, John. Help me out, please.
No.
You're sane. I don't give a fuck what they do. What they do on my day. Is it affecting me? No.
It will.
It will.
Eventually.
It'll affect you as well.
Yeah, to be fair, if he's got TikTok, we're all fucked.
Like he's sending you TikToks. That's
he's
why.
Listening.
Listening. Hey, Xi Jinping, go fuck yourself.
Anyway,
hey.
What's that? Is that a meteorite? Oh, no.
Nah,
it's a cruise missile.
Chinese cruise missile.
I've checked. He's not a patron. So anyway, there's people that don't have TikTok that watch TikTok videos on a different app, which apparently makes them different. There's people who have TikTok, watch it and enjoy it, and then there's people who have
Nonsense.
TikTok and make
Nonsense.
TikToks.
Nonsense.
They are the weird ones. I don't need to see a mate of mine who I thought was quite cool and a good lad mouthing along to the latest trend. Okay?
Fair.
You're weird, you touch kids. Now, now.
So are you one of those guys that just has the app but has nothing on your page at all?
Oh, I'll show you my page. He's too old.
Could not have a better time.
I have nothing on there, but I have a load of favourites, which are basically just.
Are you sure you don't set this up?
Oh, fuck me. You'd think so, but we're really not that good.
No, we don't put that much thought into it, mate.
No, as you know, we do sit down, and before I'm allowed to hit record, we have to go, so what are we going to talk about this time?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Take notes.
Yeah.
Like we sometimes do. I think Bulge has today.
I've got some notes.
Why isn't this loading?
Speech.
Speak up, Mr. Brownlips. Anyway, I'm not going to waste my time. Basically, there's loads
of...
If we had a camera.
He'll share the link below.
What's your fuck all of you?
go follow Nile on TikTok.
Fuck all y'all. I'm going home. What's that from again? Oh, Django Unchained.
That's just Django, not Django. Django.
Are you showing off because Tom's
Django!
How's it spelt? Django. Thank you very much.
D's silent, you dickhead. Not in the dickhead, though.
You ickhead.
You ickhead.
Very capital D.
Yes.
Yeah, so
I don't think I've cunted on a Patreon. Now I have.
You have.
There we go. I've cunted on a Patreon.
We are really scraping the bottom of the barrel, aren't we? We're talking about words we haven't used.
So yes, we're all old, essentially.
So basically, and I didn't think we'd ever see the day, but Facebook is becoming obsolete. Young'uns just don't have it anymore. It's for old people.
We are that old generation.
Yeah. WhatsApp, old people.
But I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. That's
yeah. Now this is the big difference between all of us, isn't it?
We've all accepted the fact that we are now old.
Yeah. Like I'm
not.
Okay
meanwhile,
with...
Niall's looking for underage girls on Facebook. Two and he's bitterly disappointed parents. Every time.
Like, two of us here are parents.
Yeah,
he might be a
got
parent.
Responsibility.
He doesn't know.
But if he is, he just don't know.
Three of us here at least have got driving licenses. The other one is questionable as we don't know yet.
Let's see. Still don't know. I know. Which means I'm better than all of you.
But no, I'm okay. I'm okay with when I look on my Facebook and I get people's statuses up that are like, anyone recommend a window cleaner?
Yeah.
I love it, honestly. Yeah.
Or a Valier.
Yeah.
We did turn up, by the way, in case... Well, they know, don't they? Because it's all pictures of the car.
You know, everybody now has the little cul-de-sac groups, don't they, on Facebook?
Yeah. That's funny as fuck.
Spotted but, insert area here.
Yeah, effectively.
Spotted anus.
Spotted fat
man
inserting
mate.
Something here. Should I worry about this rash? Yes, you should.
But I put a post, and it annoyed me because... I think it's the only post that's ever been deleted by the administrators.
Oh,
of,
I want to hear this.
It was nothing rash like that.
Who's got the ball tonight then?
All it is that
anyone got any bags?
There's a little... There's, any hookups? Yeah. You up, hun? no, so on our little cul-de-sac group, what that cul-de-sac group is that I've decided... And it was a genuine request of mine afterwards that basically I said that we should rename the group Longforth Farm Window Cleaner Request / Dog Shit Spotting Group. Because that's all it is.
That's all it is.
It's all it is everyone else on my cul-de-sac saying, can anyone recommend a window cleaner? Because they don't know how the search bar works.
No.
It's because they're really old.
Or Google. Know? I'm asking Jeeves. Jeeves is like, I don't know, man, I'm fucking retired.
But they're barely figuring out how to use a smartphone.
They're asking the Labrador on Lycos. Remember that?
But you say that, though, Tom.
No.
You say that, though, Tom.
Search engine before Google came along.
They know how to work their mobile phone in a way of taking picture of a random shit that's somewhere and going to the irresponsible dog owner.
If you're that worried, pick it up, love.
On a subject of being old, what the fuck happened to white dog shit?
Apparently, it's because...
It's racist.
White privilege.
Yeah.
Fascist dog shite.
Lewis Hamilton became
it's all
pretty
German
popular,
dog
and all of a sudden it all disappeared. Something to
apparently,
do with the food,
isn't it? It's because they used to bulk dog food out with chalk and other minerals.
Minerals. You ain't got the fucking minerals.
Cut your Jacobs off.
You villain.
And yeah, so now that there's some sort of like policing on what is and isn't allowed in dog food, you don't very often see the old chalky
just
white
the
dog
mic. Is that you?
Me.
Yes. Well done on your first white mic whack. What?
White Mac.
Mac. Hey, what do you think of Cars, the film?
He hasn't watched it.
Good.
Of course he hasn't watched it.
You still haven't. That was his plan. You're supposed to watch it.
See, I know Tom's a fan of Cars.
Sorry,
oh, just Lightning McQueen.
Just realised that I did fuck all the weekend, so I could have. I definitely could have watched it. I didn't do a fucking thing.
Wait.
Ah. Oh, balls. Isn't it?
Poo.
We
were just talking about dog shite, in
fairness. True.
Fair.
And we often talk about me shitting my pants, which I haven't done for a couple of weeks. This is Lad's record.
We managed to
how many accidents in this workplace? I need one of them.
How many accidents in his underwear?
Zero, baby. Woohoo. Why have you opened... Oh,
fuck my life.
Do you need help there, mate?
Yeah, I think I might.
Well, are we old or just retarded? What's
Shut
going
up.
On here?
You're definitely retarded.
I'm both.
It's the arthritis kicking in.
Have a sweetie. Right.
There's a lad who I work with, the one I nearly killed in a car crash, and
and drew the mic.
It's right in fucking front of me. Then why not keep hitting it? I can't remember what it was he said, but he said something about that made him appear very young because he didn't know who somebody was. And
oh, I've got a good one for this. Carry on.
This is great. It's annoying as fuck, but you can't help but laugh. And the manager was winding him up. He said something about the Titanic. He said, do you know what the Titanic is? He said, yes, don't worry, I've seen the film. And I said,
you know that's
you
real,
do
right?
realise that actually happened, though? It's not just a film. And he went, what?
Mm-hmm.
No idea it was a genuine event.
Fuck's sake.
Sorry, what?
Yeah. And a little bit sort of, a bit football related. But we were talking about something, and I was with someone who didn't know who Paul Gascoigne was. Now, we're not football fans in here.
No.
We don't know who Paul Gascoigne
is. Gazza is, though.
Two reasons.
You can't
one,
not surely.
Well, for two reasons. One, fantastic footballer. Two, Raoul Moat's mate. Remember him?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Wow.
Give me the fucking shooter.
I do love your. Oi. Yeah.
That's a blast from the past.
I know.
We're
done. Let's go home.
In all seriousness, though, people did die.
That's why we're
serious
laughing.
Say that a serious face.
That's why we're
pissing
ourselves.
No, his serious face lasted 0.01 of a second.
You were smiling when you said it.
I think the worst part about that is that Bulge managed to get the room quiet and went, people did die, and the rest of us went,
that's why we're
absolute fucking savages.
Yeah, fuck them.
So,
Hashtag paywall.
Yeah,
I've got a similar thing. So I worked at B&Q a while ago, and they would employ pretty 18-year-old girls to work on the tills to get people to come in.
Calls me the nonce.
Yeah.
Because so, that's one thing that really draws me into B&Q when I go in there thinking, I'd need some fucking tech screws. Where shall I... I know where
she's
the pretty
massive
young girls
tits.
Are.
Let's go in there, yeah. So...
Fucking
retards. We've got to be careful what we say, because...
We were on break.
Kimberly listens, so that's... I was about to say something rather sexist then, but for you, Kim, I'm not going to.
So
but
we were
sexist, so don't worry about it.
In the staff room, and we're talking about films. And,
Titanic?
Said, eh?
Titanic?
No.
Okay.
I said, yeah, it's like that thing that they did in The Matrix with the bullet top. They called it bullet time. He went, the what? I went, The Matrix. You know The Matrix. Best selling, like biggest film of 1999. She went, I was two. I went, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's any consolation, there's a lad who started working for us. He doesn't drive. Also lives in Wellington. I mean, he's been with us for a few years now, or Manuel. He's called
speaking
Jack.
English very well.
He's called Jack.
It's very difficult for me.
And Alex, the lad who runs the tube bender at the time, Jack was
bender.
working with Alex, cutting the tubes and whatever. And
Alex
decided, and it's very, very true, but Alex decided that he looks like a young version of Manuel.
Oh.
That Manuel.
Does he walk like that?
not
like
really,
this.
No. And
do you smash his head off a wall occasionally?
he wants to.
Fair.
Since then.
That's his boss, Ebba Goose stepped
then,
across the room.
That would be my dad.
yes, he has.
Has his boss ever goosed him in the ass? Or a Melvin, as we call it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We digress.
We are... Jack likes films. He likes all sorts of different films. And it's we talk about various films all the time. And I spoke to him about Shaun of the Dead.
Oh no.
And he said he'd never heard of it.
Oh, really? What? Nobody tells me nothing.
Yeah.
How can you not know the Cornetto trilogy?
Wrong film, but yeah.
I think Cornetto trilogy, you know one, you know the other, surely.
The problem...
It shouldn't be a trilogy. The third one was a load of litter.
The problem is I don't remember what it was that he said, but Jack said something, and I replied with Shaun of the Dead. So if Jack had said, want anything from the shop, with him out, without realising, and I would have gone, Cornetto, you know, whatever it was, I said something.
The thing is, he's young enough to actually bring you back a Cornetto, because he wouldn't get the irony, would he? And I'll tell you what is more worrying is, Shaun of the Dead is obviously a parody of Dawn of the Dead.
Yes.
So if he hasn't heard of the parody, he's not going to have the fucking original either. And I'll tell you another thing that happens, and it happened with like my brother when I was growing up, and obviously the older I get, is when you listen to the original of a song, like that fucking hash I played a minute ago.
Yeah.
Mashup of four or five actually half decent songs.
Oh, this is crap. I prefer the original. It's like, this is the fucking original. Because there was a song, I think it was Blue Monday or something, that got basically, I've been like money, that one.
Yeah.
The original, very good.
Dance that nobody can see.
Exactly.
We have a camera.
Thank you, John. That could be added to the...
Do you know what else is interesting about Shaun of the Dead?
Go on.
The drug dealer on the phone is called Noodle.
Hey!
He is, actually.
Coincidence?
Yeah,
all right,
Noodle.
All right, Noodle.
What, Noodle?
Oh, we got an Henry.
So I can't talk about him at work.
That's when I found out what Henry was. My dad told me. Know what Henry is, boy? I went, no, so it's an eighth. Henry the Eighth. Oh, yeah. He said, you look like him. I said, don't matter. Let's move on.
Family business.
Family business. But yeah, it's horrible. I just... There was a girl that I was sort of talking to. And...
12.
The bar. And the... we got talking about 9/11. And I said, I remember where I was when it happened. I was the American squad. 9/11. And...
11/9.
Was a national tragedy. Norm Macdonald. No. So, anyway, I said, so I remember where I was, and I told the whole story, and I was coming home from school, and I was walking with my mate, and my mate's mum came running over and went, oh my God, World Trade Towers. And I was like, huh? Got home, my dad was doing the like dad stance at the TV, coming in, fucking hell, this is bad. I was like, what's going on, Dad? And he told me about how bad it was on the phone to his mum, my nan. I know, mother, mental, crazy, world gone mad, all that shit. I said, so where are you when it happened? And she went, I was one. And I went, oh.
Shitting herself in a box.
And that just, I just didn't occur
to me. The bowler's grip.
I'd done the action off fucking Mike Bowles for a reason.
Yeah, but I like dropping you in it.
I noticed. Oh, we're done.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Well, we've got 90 seconds left. Should we have a burp off?
A burp off or a burp off?
I don't know.
Yeah, so the whole thing is painful with some of that stuff, genuinely.
Yeah.
And the mind really does boggle. And one of the things, again, me being now officially an old man.
How officially?
Oh, officially.
Oh, he's fucking old.
Yeah, I know, but you say, oh, now I'm officially. Is it because you're a father?
I'm an old man. And last week was my birthday.
Was.
And I'm 33 years old now. I'm kicking on.
I remember
on.
33.
But
it was a while ago.
I haven't experienced it yet.
One of the things that I keep fucking moaning about.
Your back?
Growling when you get out of a chair?
Is music.
Young people.
Is music. And the reason I fucking moan about it is because in the last 8 months, any new... current popular music that comes out.
Bullshit.
Some sort of rap music.
Scrap.
Mumbly and I bullshit. Like rap music. I like...
You look like you someone like who likes rap music.
Rap, I like
Wu-Tang
real...
Clan
yes.
is yeah, the yeah. shit.
N.W.A.
It is to us, though.
Yes, because we're old and we've got taste.
But...
They sampled good songs and then put good
lyrics some of your cars.
This is the bit that Shut pisses up, me off. Is that in the last... 6 to 8 months, I haven't heard a single new melody. It's really juicy.
Just
he loves
smacking.
A jelly baby.
You're going to make me come in a minute.
That's when you listen back.
I haven't heard a single new melody.
No.
Everything is sampling something. And the bit that is... I think the bit that hurts me inside...
Do you know what sounds like he's about to cry?
Is that...
The bit that hurts me inside...
I know...
Sad rant.
I know the original song.
Yeah.
And I remember the original song being a new release. Like Baby Cakes. Baby Cakes.
You just don't know how I
look at that. Right?
Merge is looking at us like we've all gone insane.
Absolute fucking banger.
Yeah.
And for me to hear that being sampled...
And ruined.
By some alleged English rapper that goes, I'm not, no. No. There was going to be some racism
don't
then.
Don't do it. God, free.
It's behind a paywall.
Hint at it.
It's behind a paywall.
Make us work it out.
Do it.
Was there an N-word?
No, there
I'll
wasn't.
Be fine.
No, it's not actual Wu-Tang.
But to hear some horrendous English mumble rapper rapping over the top of it like it's a new song.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this has hurt me inside because normally I put Kistery
Wounded.
On. I put Kistery on and this comes on every so often, Baby Cakes. I listen to it and I go, God, that was shite, wasn't it? But then you hear
and then
it
you
sampled
hear it being
and,
ruined.
And all I can do is go, they've ruined a perfectly good song that was shit in the first place, but now they've ruined it even further.
I do have a question for you though, John.
Mm.
Now, you're in a workshop.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
With Radio 2.
Well, yeah.
He's in the office lording over all the peasants.
How often do you now, walking around when you get let out of the office occasionally, how often do you walk around and then go, oh, that's a fucking tune on Radio 2?
That's quite a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you now officially moved from Radio 1 to Radio 2?
Fairly well.
I need a Radio 1.5.
Yeah.
I'm not Radio
the
2, but I'm not Radio 1
I think
either.
That's what Scott Mills is now, though.
What I like about the radio a lot of the times is actually the hosts.
God, you are old.
Yeah, but
it's
I like
not the music, it's the host.
Radio 4 is coming.
I like the Drive Time show on Radio 1 with Vic and Jordan.
Who are these people?
Who the fuck are they?
Jordan North.
Is that Chris Moore?
Oh, I know. Hope. I've heard of the North man.
Yeah, Jordan North and Vic.
Comedy
Vic
Dave.
Hope.
Comedy
no.
Dave. Who was the two that done it? Stop. Carry on. What were they called again? Okay. Alrighty then.
Oh, Mark and Lars.
Mark and Lars.
Mark and Lars. Yeah, they used to do the
Stop,
Antiques Roadshow, didn't they?
No, that was the orange fella.
No, the radio
something about
version,
Dickens' son,
whatever it was, and it'd always end with, "Is it worth out?" But yeah,
but one of their features, I mean, talking about how times change, one of the features they go stop and they just turn everything off and go, carry on and just turn it back up again. So you have some sort of bed of music, boom, 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 stop, right off.
That's where you were going with that.
And then carry on, and that was it. And it was hilarious.
Yeah.
But one thing I will say, two things really, is
three things.
Yeah. It's just a generation shift. Because
it is.
Like when we were young, they were sampling songs from the '80s and my dad went, fucking Lord of Shite, it was Northern all of a sudden, fucking Lord of Shite, fucking original look mad, eh? And all that. And I go, fuck off dad, this is well good. Fucking whack it up. And then they sample that and I go, what's this fucking Tish and some
Tish?
Tish for sure. Right? Do you know what I mean? And it's just a generation just like I remember when WAP come out.
Ugh.
Wet ass pussy.
I thought you meant wireless application protocol. I really
that's
did.
How nerdy bird
but
is. Wow. Fucking hell.
That came out. And I wanted to hit that thing in the back of my throat. I want you to park your big truck in my little garage. You ain't got a little garage, bitch. You know what I mean? Touch my wet ass pussy. I thought, what is this? How is this music? I was not shocked, like, oh my God. But I was just like,
this is
music.
Litter.
And then I remembered that we all listened to My Neck, My Back, Lick My Pussy, and My crack. And like, it was nothing.
Yeah.
But WAP is known. How dare they? But being told
every generation has that song.
Yeah,
you just forget about the one before.
I would like to just expand very, very briefly on the WAP scenario. On
what wireless application?
On my itself. Yes, on my sheer annoyance with the modern day world.
Old man rant pending.
Yes. Loading. Why is it that they will blank out the lyrics of a song that was made in the late 70s, early 80s? The Christmas song. And the bells are ringing out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Christmas. Oh, you cheap, lousy faggot. Yeah,
you scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot.
Fuck right. Yeah.
They blank that shit out because it might be offensive to some
to people who take it in the shit pipe.
Yeah, but number two in the chart is now, a song is a song about fuck a wet ass pussy, a wet ass and a pussy, or just
no, it's a so medical condition.
So is it leaking? So Sean, a
sea of
that's diet.
He's got a bull vagina.
I had a wet ass and a pussy.
Yours is a wet ass. I can't even bother to get out of bed. That's huge. Wet ass.
And you say you're not old. You're wag. So old you couldn't be asked to get out of bed after shit.
No, that's just because I'm fat. If the fact I shit the bed was more to the side of my head.
Shidden like a goose.
Shidden. But yeah, no, that's so true. It is true.
Yeah.
It's so, backwards, yeah. I understand.
If I could just go back to radio shows quickly.
Johnny Vaughan!
Coat to the gills in the morning! Niall. So,
the morning is 11:30.
Apparently so.
Still in the AM.
So,
just.
I really miss Golden Hour. Off of the Chris Moyle show, Fridays.
Oh, remember God, that? Yeah.
Used to get like stuff that was 10 years old at the time, and it's like, yes, this is fucking ace.
10 years, yeah, but now it's all 25 years old.
Yeah, I know.
And we're all listening to radio too because we're old as fuck.
Yeah. I don't listen but to the radio anymore.
That's because you just get angry at everything.
I do.
You should see that livid.
What do you
two
listen to when you're driving?
Podcasts.
His own grumbling. Is
the Archers.
The Archers.
His teeth grinding together. Something's fucked me off.
Teeth grinding together. fucking wankers cut me up, fucking bastard.
Niall's
fuck
annoyed.
You.
Niall's annoyed me again. I don't know how, but yes, somehow.
He's breathing. That's enough.
Right,
that's
come on, alive. You fuckers.
Should we knock it on the head?
Yeah, because it's probably been 40-ish now, isn't it?
Well, I had two things to say, but I'll only say one of them. Fuck you. I can't remember what the other one was.
No, there you go.
Well, thank you very much. Important.
Love you. Bye.
Well, fuck me. We are really cutting it off. Tom, say so you ain't gonna make that jump, boy.
Don't enable him.
Cheers, Dan.
Fuck you.
You ain't gonna make that jump, boy.
That's why you're my favourite. Bulge?
Eat a dick.
There you go, see? That's why you're my favourite. bye.